עצב שבא חוזר פתאום, יש אור של כוכבים ויש את אותו חלום. כמה את יפה תמיד וכמה
It's the Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU with Haprayik Sheli Dan Reichel. What song was that? I don't even know what we just heard.
Shuvi El Beiti.
Shuvi El Beiti. It's the Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU FM, New Brunswick. We're also on the internet, www.israelhour.com. My name is Joshua, and I'm here with...
Sarah
and Leah.
Sarah and Leah, thank you for joining us today. And you've all chosen to tune in on a very good day because coming up in just a little while, we have an exclusive interview with the one and only Idan Reichel on the Israel Hour. He's been on these airwaves before. I hope the two of you have some excellent questions prepared.
Very, very exciting questions. We'll find out some good information, I think.
All right, dig up some dirt for me. I'd appreciate that.
We'll try.
So we'll hear all about the big concert coming up next Sunday here at Rutgers University. We also would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 732-932-8800. The email address, info@israelhour.com. In the meantime, here's Ivri Leader.
Nisim tishma, tiyeh milchama, bekarov. נגיע רחוק, ניסים תשמע, תהיה מלחמה, גם הבכי מושפע מהצחוק, לא לדחוק לפינה, הרגשה משונה, תתרכז בקשה, מתקרבת לשאול שאלה, תנסה לא לצחוק, כמו משוגע שנתקע לו חיוך בוא תבין נשיקה תתמכר תנסה להגיד שחסר שמגיע לך קצת יותר מהיופי שאין לך אופי לזה תתמכר למילים של מיכל שאומרת שכל כך חבל שהמים לא דומים לשמיים בכלל ניסים תראה זה הכל במקרה יחכו לך שני אנשים וניסים תשמע תהיה לחימה אבל אנחנו נצא מנצחים לא לדחוק לפינה הרגשה משונה תרכז בקשה מתגנבת הראש שלה שאולי העוקב הוא בעצם חבר שנתקע לו אגרוף מבקש נשיקה תתמכר תנסה שחסר שמגיע לך קצת יותר מהיופי שאין לך אופי לזה תתמכר למילים של מיכל שאומרת שכל כך חבל שהמים לא דומים לשמיים בכלל
לאן כולם רצים? אמרת שחיפשת אושר ושילמת קצת ביוקר, אף פעם לא תגדל. אתה ילד מבולבל, אני אוהב את הזיפים שעל פניך, את החופש בעיניך. עכשיו מצאת אהבה שלא שורפת, אני יודעת ללטף, לא מתכופפת. נראה לי שאתה כבר לא במתח, לא נבהל ולא בורח. נוסעים לשכוח, גאים לברוח, לפחד בכוח. כששתקת היית גיבור. עם אלה החיים נחיה, תראה אותי, אתה נהיה דומה. אני אוהבת כשמגיע ערב להרגיש ביחד עצר. בכל אותו היום שכחת להבטיח לי מה שגם לה הבטחת, והיא גדולה עליי, עלינו.
It's the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. Karen Peles, Im Ele HaChayim on the Israel Hour. Before that, Ivri Leader with Nisim. And our special guest in just a few minutes, Idan Reichel, Shuvi El Beiti. And Leah and Sarah and Eitan have some incredible questions to ask him, so we'll get him on the phone in just a few minutes. In addition, we'll be giving away free tickets to his concert at Rutgers. Eitan or Leah, tell us about the concert one more time.
All right, next week, this time-ish, November 11th, 7 p.m., Idan Reichel will actually be coming to perform at our very own Israeli Culture Festival. It's going to be a great time, great food, great music. You check it out, www.icfest.com.
www.icfest.com is the web address for tickets. We'll give away a few pair in just a little while, so stay tuned to the Israel Hour. In the meantime, here's brand new mommy Michal Amdursky on the Israel Hour.
אני רוצה ירוק, אתה רוצה כחול. אני רוצה לצחוק, אתה רוצה לבכות. אני רוצה להיות, אתה הולך מכות. אני רוצה קרוב, אתה רוצה רחוק. אני רוצה לכתוב, אתה רוצה למחוק. אני רוצה כמות, אתה דורש איכות. אני רוצה לשיר, אתה רוצה למות. אני רוצה בפנים, אתה עוד בחוץ. אני רוצה יותר, לך זה לא. אני רוצה ללכת, אתה להישאר. אני שומרת על פסון, ורק מדרדר. אני רוצה בשמש, אתה רוצה בצל. אני רוצה קצת אקשן, אתה רוצה. אני נמצאת באירועים, אתה לוקח פטור. אני רק מפרגנת, אתה חייב לקטול. אני קוברת את עצמי, אתה מרגיש גדול. אני במכונית, אתה באוטובוס. אני תודה אומרת, לך אין שום נימוס. אני בטלוויזיה, אתה המחשב. אולי כבר תסתכל עליי, אתה מתחשב. מה שתבקש ממני, לא תצא מזה.
Welcome to Israel Hour, WRSU 88.7. We have a special guest today, Idan Reichel, and that was his song, B'Yom Shabbat, off of his international album. Is Idan here with us?
Hello.
Hi, Idan.
Yes.
Hi, this is Sarah on the Israel Hour. Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. For all of our listeners who, you know, may be unfamiliar with the Idan Reichel Project, can you tell us about why you created it and who are some of your major influences?
Basically, the project was founded 5 years ago, early 2003. It's an Israeli musical project which gather around 70 artists all around Israel. The youngest is 16 years old and the eldest is 84 years old.
Wow.
They are all Israeli by definition, but they were immigrated to Israel from different parts of the world, from the Eastern European early immigrators to the Yemenite community, the Moroccan community, and obviously the latest immigration from Ethiopia, from the camps of Gondar, from the camps of Sudan. So they are all Israeli singing side by side.
Wow, that's really amazing. And here is my partner in crime, Leah, who has some questions for you as well.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, as you just said, your music is a fusion between Israeli, Yemenite, Ethiopian, you know, among lots of other things, lots of different sounds, and a lot of your music is love songs. Why have you chosen to create love songs as a way to bring these very different cultures together?
I think this subject is something that no matter what language or what age you're talking about, you know, people can find this subject as something that they could agree about, since you know, we are not dealing with politics. For example, we have an Arabic singer in our project singing side by side to Christian or to Jewish, you know, or it's not a Jewish project, it's an Israeli project. So we have all these artists that came and live in Israel. So, you know, for example, politics, I guess for 70 artists will have 70 different opinions about any situation. So I think this is one way to just put everything aside and just create the music.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, just because you brought up politics and how people have very different opinions about stuff like that, you know, a lot of what Americans are seeing today on the media are all these, you know, images of terror in Israel. And I was just wondering, you know, has that affected your music at all? And is it hard for you to be an entertainer in Israel to combat these images?
I have to admit that we, you know, as Israeli, we used to live in this situation. It's what you see on news and CNN and stuff. It's one part of the Israeli situation. I think that for those of the listeners or those of you who are not familiar with the Israeli societies, this is what we try to present to the world, and this is what makes this project unique. I think that it's just present the face of the Israeli street, the Israeli society of 2007, as we see it when we live in Israel.
Yeah. I think they're really right about that. And we're just wondering over here at the studio, you know, you released your first self-titled album in 2002 and Mi Mama Kim in 2005 and the international album in 2006. So should we be expecting anything new for 2008?
We are performing all over and we're touring a lot. So it's very difficult for us to find time, you know, just to relax and to be in Israel and just, you know, almost every week we perform in three different states, you know, so we're touring all over. We have a mobile studio that we carry on, you know, and put it on the hotels and stuff. I hope that we will have enough time to record, you know, new stuff.
But Idan, you do have a new song out, correct? And it's very hot in Israel these days.
Yeah, the song is a part of a score that I did for a documentary film about one of the trips that we did to Ethiopia. This film just was presented. They were just screening it in a festival in New York We got great reviews. This film called Black Over White, dealing with the young youngsters, the Ethiopian youngsters in Israel, all the identity problems of those of them who immigrate to Israel from the villages, from the camps of Sudan or from the camps of Gondar, the refugees camps, of course. And so this documentary, if you're able to see it somewhere, it's called Name Black Over White.
Okay, great. Thank you. In 1 week from today, actually, you will be taking part in a huge event here at Rutgers University called the Israeli Culture Festival 07, IC Fest 07. The planning for this event began, you know, in the summer. It was created as a way to celebrate Israel and Israeli culture and a way to bring a lighter, more positive look onto Israel in a secular university in America. What are you most excited about in performing at IC Fest 07?
When we're performing on festivals around the world, what we are what we're trying to do is just to present the Israeli face, the face of the Israeli society. We meet with the students backstage. People are can see how this eight people that are on stage creating together. You know, although they are coming from totally different backgrounds, from Ronny Ivrin, the percussion player from Uruguay, Kabra Kassai, that were born in the camps of Sudan, Wagdar Aswasa from Ethiopia, Shalomo from the Georgian community, Lital Gabay from the Persian community, Gilad Shmuley from the rock scene of Tel Aviv. So, you know, people and students especially find it interesting, and we are trying to be sometimes just a kind of cultural ambassadors for Israel.
But you've performed extensively across the United States, and you continue to do so. You've even been in Central Park. How are the American audiences different from the Israeli audiences? How do they react differently to your music?
First of all, I have to admit that the American audience is very open-minded, and we feel really at home here. The only, the main difference is in Israel, songs that we are singing or in our own native languages are like hits in the chart of Israel. And here you will consider it as a world music. For those of them that are not familiar with the project, they will consider it to be as a world music, something like this. You know, for us, it's Israeli music. Yeah. So this is the main difference.
Okay, great. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you. You can check our website and to come to one of our concerts. We're touring all over the U.S. in November.
Okay, great. And don't forget to all our listeners to check out www.icfest.com for more information on the Idan Reichel Project premiering right here at Rutgers University next Sunday, November 11th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is the brand new song that Idan just talked about on the Israel Hour, Habayta Haloch L'Chazor on the Israel Hour.
חושב שאני לא, אבל בפנים לפעמים נזכרת שגם אני מפה. אני רואה איך שאתה פורח, אתה חושב שאני לא, אבל גם לי תחת יש עוד שורש וגם אני מפה. עכשיו נוסעים הביתה הלוך חזור, עכשיו עוצרים בדרך, עכשיו אפשר לבחור, לשאול על סוף, על התחלה, על שיהיה ושהיה, על שהייתי יכולה להיות וגם אתה. עכשיו נוסעים הביתה, הלוך חזור,
עכשיו עושים בדרך, עכשיו אפשר לבחור, לשאול על סוף, על ההתחלה, על שיהיה ושהיה, על שהייתי יכולה להיות וגם אתה. אתה חושב שאני לא, אבל בפנים לפעמים נזכרת שגם אני מפה. עכשיו נוסעים הביתה, הלוך חזור, עכשיו עוצרים בדרך, עכשיו אפשר לבחור, לשאול על סוף, על התחלה, על שיהיה ושהיה, על שהייתי יכולה להיות וגם אתה. עכשיו נוסעים הביתה, הלוך חזור, עכשיו עוצרים בדרך, עכשיו אפשר לבחור, לשאול על סוף, על התחלה, על שיהיה ושהיה, על שהייתי יכולה להיות וגם אתה.
Brand new on the Israel Hour from a project Shelly Dan Reichel, Abayda Loch V'Chazor. Before that, a project Shelly Dan Reichel with Biyom Shabbat and brand new mommy Michal Amdursky. I believe she just had a baby girl. I could be wrong about that, but this past week, Masha Tivakesh was the name of that one. We would love to hear from you. Email us info@israelhour.com or call us 732-932-8800. By the way, we're also embracing technology in a big way because not only are we have podcasts and we have all our shows archived and we're on the net live, but thanks to our friend Leah here, we're on Facebook.
Yeah,
and we're getting quite a response.
Everyone, check out Facebook, the Israel Hour group. We have over 50 members already, and it's
I think
just
it's more than that by now.
Oh yeah, cool. I haven't checked it out in a while. I probably should, as the creator of it. But check it out. You'll get our updates. You'll know when different people are coming on. Yeah, check it out. It's pretty cool.
So it's the Israel Hour group on Facebook. So join us and we'll have fun over there. So we promised you free tickets to Idan Reichel. Leah, how should we do this? Pick a number.
Our fourth caller will get a pair of tickets to the IC Fest concert next Sunday, November 11th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. right here at Rutgers University. With the concert from Idan Reichel, it's going to be absolutely insane. So call us in.
732-932-8800, 732-932-8800. For Idan Reichel, dial carefully and good luck from the Israel Hour.
Hello, Ehud Banai. Hello, Gidi Gom. אני לא שלמה ארצי, אפילו לא קרוב. אני לא אריק איינשטיין, אני לא שלום חנוך. אני לא שלמה גרוניך ולא יוני בלוך. אבל אני שר מהלב, מהלב. שער מהלב, מהלב, מהלב. אני לא דודו טסה, אני לא אהוד מנור, בטח לא סמיר שוקרי, אף פעם לא ניגנתי בכינור. אני לא אמיר בניון, אין לי כזה מנהג. אני לא שירי קפסו או נינט לא אף פעם לא הייתי בכוכב נולד אבל אני שם מהלב 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 אבל אני שם
שבגרוש היחור והוצאנו את הזמן על ביצות וכבישים לא היו חתיכות בארצנו אך היו יא חביבי נשים אך איפה איפה הן הבחורות עם הקוקו והסרפן עם הטוריה והשבריה למה כבר לא רואים אותן הן היו אז רוחות כך ממעל על סוסי עקודת השומר אך כיום הן רוחות על הבעל וחמור זה כבר עסק אחר אך איפה, איפה הן הבחורות ההן עם הקוקו והשרפן עם הטוריה והשבריה הן תמנו בחזה פרבלו וכמה רימונים לשעת אש אך כיום מצופים יש כאלו שבקושי נכנס מה שיש אך איפה, איפה הן הבחורות עם הקוקו והשרפן עם הטוריה והשבריה למה כבר לא רואים אותן הן קראו על הגורן את פושקין וקראו את הלב בזמן אך כיום זה שונה בפירוש כי הן מיד ניגשות לעניין
An oldie but goodie on the Israel Hour from Yoram Gaon, Efohena Bachurotahen. Before that, Makashur with Titnulo Chance on the Israel Hour at 8.7 WRSU. Who do we have to congratulate on winning the Don Reichel tickets?
Congratulations to Shelly Henner from East Brunswick, New Jersey. She's going to be enjoying a fabulous concert here at Rutgers November 11th. Check out icfest.com, Idan Reichel Project, and among other great things.
Yeah, we're not allowed to give pricing, but from what I understand, this is a very, very affordable concert compared to any other Israeli concert you could ever attend in your life.
Totally. Totally check out the website for more ticket information. All right. You're really saving a lot.
Yeah, it should be a great show. I've never seen him. I've heard he's incredible, and I can't wait to be there next Sunday to see HaProjekt Shel Idan Reichel. So check that out, and thanks again to Idan for joining us here on the Israel Hour. Well, we all enjoyed the high holiday season about a month ago, and it's come out that Israeli Jews gain as much as 13 pounds over the high holiday season, Israeli Army Radio reported. High holiday feasting adds between 4.5 and 13 pounds to the average Israeli's waistline, leading dietitians told the broadcasters. The problem lies in the close succession to high-calorie holiday meals, the expert said.
I have to say, Josh, I don't think it's just Israelis who are feeling that weight gain. It's definitely Americans, too.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times can you eat bread and honey and not expect to gain weight? You know, like, it's just bound to happen.
It's true. It's true. So you think 13 pounds, does that sound right?
Sounds like a good average to me.
Now, comparing that to the holiday season in the United States, I thought this was interesting. Studies by federal agencies in the U.S. say Americans gain an average of only a pound between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Everyone thinks that Americans eat and eat and eat between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Apparently, it's only a pound.
Wow. So, that's surprising.
I don't think anyone eats the way Jews eat, though.
That is for sure. That is for sure. Give us a call, 732-932-8800. I heard from my friend Momi Levy this week, who wanted to let me know that his brand new single is out in anticipation of his upcoming album. So this is brand new from Momi Levy, T.E. Karov on the Israel Hour.
עכשיו כשנגמרו מילים וסוף לאהבה, אני יושב פה עם עצמי ככה לבד. כי בלעדייך אין שירים, מנגינות עיניי, בתוך השקט שקפה שאת לא נרדה. תהי קרוב כמו בהתחלה, זיכרון רחוק See.
שלושה תביאו ארבעה ילדים, תקבלו שיכונים, כניסה ומטבח ושני חדרים קטנים. תביאו ארבעה או חמישה, תביאו שישה ילדים, תקבלו הנאה וכבוד מקרובים, אתם אוהבים ילדים. ילדים זה שמחה, ילדים זה ברכה, ולכם יש לב של זהב. בדיחה, ארץ צריכה הרבה צעירים נחמדים, תביאו תרסר ולמה לא חי, תביאו 20 ילדים, אלוהים כבר אתן את הסעד גם כן, מה שצריכים ילדים. אלוהים הוא גדול, קשה לא לסבול כשאחד יקבל את הכל, אז לאחד הוא דוחף כסף, כוח וכן.
ושישים וקצת, עיניים ירוקות ושיער שחור כמעט, מחפש את האחד ומחכה להתרגש, דרוש חתן, שמלה כבר יש. בת 24 מעוניינת בחבר גבוה ומבין, עד גיל 30 אולי יותר, והוא יכול להיות טייס והוא יכול להיות נווט, לא משנה לי, לא אכפת. ואמא היא תמיד אמרה לי כל הדברים אותו דבר, אם אחד ילך היום אחד אחר יבוא מחר, אבל אמא לא הכירה את יונתן שפירה. ואם להיות רגע קונקרטים, זה יכול להיות דיסקרטי, אם באופן תיאורטי כבר יש לו חברה, ואפשר להיפגש אצלי לדון על הפרטים, רווקה עם ראש פתוח לקשר אמיתי. ואמא היא תמיד אמרה לי כל הדברים אותו דבר, אם אחד ילך היום אחד אחר יום
יבוא מחר, אבל אמא לא הכירה את יונתן שפירה. יושבים ביחד על החול, ים כחול בקבוק של בירה, זה רק אני והשכפים ויונתן שפירה. הלב שלי דופק חזק מתחת לבדים, יונתן שפירה,
יונתן שפירה,
יונתן שפירה, תעשה לי ילדים. אבל אמא לא הכירה את יונתן שפירה. ואמא היא תמיד אמרה לי, כל הדברים אותו דבר. אם אחד ילך היום, אחד אחר יבוא מחר. אבל אמא לא הכירה את יונתן שפירה.
WRSU, it's the Israel Hour. And tell us, Leah, what songs we've heard in the past few minutes on the Israel Hour.
What we just listened to was Aya Korem, Yonatan Shapira, Rita Yiladim Zesimcha, sorry about that, and Momi Levi, Ti Karov.
Yeah, brand new from Momi Levi. His upcoming album should be coming out within the next month, although he's been saying that for a while, so we'll see what happens. All right, now, so we talked about Facebook. Now we're on AOL Instant Messenger as of about 3 minutes ago. Eitan, what's our screen name for you? Well, you can get us while we're here in the studio.
You can reach us at the Israel Hour at Israel Hour RU on Instant Messenger anytime.
All right, Israel Hour RU. You can get us for the next 5 minutes or so, then forget it until next Sunday. So Israel Hour RU at is the AOL screen name. And we have another pair of tickets to give away. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Call in. Caller number 4 again will receive 2 pairs of tickets for Israeli Culture Festival next Sunday, November 11th, 7 p.m., featuring the Idan Rechel Project. www.icfest.com. Call in. Caller number 4 gets themselves 2 pairs of tickets.
732-932-8800 is the way to reach us. 732-932-8800. Dial carefully and good luck from the Israel Hour, and we'll conclude with our Prayek Shel Idan Rechel.
Aras vitalah rasna jaga wandamya tanadat rasna jaga manamala yah rasna jaga ilkun tatankak kanindai talah ilkun tatankak kanindai talah lelit khaje kalai rasna jaga aras vitalah
زی ولی درو آب باست هم تعلیم به یکی سو ستا چوت این ستا چوت این ستا وای این ستا وای سنت کاکف کن و کن کی زمان بدست آسنا سالف کنو سیمش مچه نادیس کنی می جام را به باور سن لعای کفتون سن گناهی بدام دستای می سمای آخون یا خونو ولی فنا کزی درس کزی درس کزی درس
بایی میلیاد فنلخ אל תשאלי אותי לאן, תשאלי אותי על אושר, אולי גם הוא יבוא, כשהוא יבוא, ירד עלינו כמו גשם.
Israel Hour. We've been telling you all afternoon about the exciting show next Sunday at Rutgers University.
Rutgers University is having IC Fest 07, Israeli Culture Festival 07. Check out www.icfest.com for more information, for your tickets. You really don't want to miss out on this crazy stuff going on over there. Idan Reichel is going to be there. Israeli vendors, different ways to get to Israel, just celebrating Israel culture.
And since we're in a generous mood, we have one more pair of tickets to give away to the big show. Call us in the next the final minutes of today's show, 732-932-8800 for free tickets to IC Fest, 732-932-8800. Eitan, something you'd like to add?
I just want to see all you guys out there next week for Idan Reichel, 7 o'clock at the College Ave Gym, 130 College Ave. It's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to speak to our winner.
732-932-8800 is the way to reach us. That'll just about do it for us at the Israel Hour. Thanks to Leah, Sarah, and Eitan for coming in today. We appreciate it. We will not be on next Sunday. We're preempted by WRSU Sports, as far as I'm aware. But we will see you at IC Fest at the at Rutgers University. Until next time, my name is Josh Schroen. You're tuned to 88.7 WRSU FM, New Brunswick. The Voice of Greece is coming up next. Shalom Aleichem from the Israel Hour. Al Tafsiku Lashir.